Wild hunt. I want answers. I read cards and the crystal. Which would you like? I don't care. Then I'll choose for you. Grip the ball on each side. He didn't move. It's okay. The crystal ball won't hurt you. It can't hurt me, he snapped. I want answers. I'll give you answers, but you have to participate. Reluctantly, he put his hands on the ball, and she placed hers gently over his and nearly pulled away. Your hands are cold as ice. I am always cold. That wasn't an explanation. Finally, an image formed out of a swirling mist. You are the youngest of three boys, your mother's favorite, but not your father's. His finger twitched. One of your brothers, there are only two of you left. He's older. You don't get along. He's a corporate type. You're artistic, intuitive, sensitive. His hands tensed. You have a big problem. You're searching for someone. I see a lot of loss, pain, anguish. Suddenly he leapt up, breaking the contact. Where is he? Came a voice as cold as the flesh. Who? What are you talking about? Don't act stupid, you know. Please, I don't. He threw her sideways onto the cot and was on her in a second, ripping the lace collar of her blouse. His teeth at her jugular. In a blindingly fractured moment, he yelled as if he was being burned alive. His body repelled away from hers, shoved back hard by an invisible force. What are you? She felt her neck. Of course he hadn't pierced the skin. She stood on shaky legs. Vampire, you can't have my blood, but you can have answers. If you still want them, sit down. She heard something between a hiss and a growl. He was prideful, unaccustomed to taking orders or even suggestions. She didn't need the crystal to tell her that. But the swirling did mention that he was a prince in a long line of night creatures, dark, undead royalty, in need of answers. She almost laughed, thinking, and he can only get them from a peasant like me.